Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Elizabeth and Radar on 99.1 The Mix. Live from the Current Electric Studios, home of the superheroes.
The Milwaukee County Zoo's resident groundhog, Gordy, is getting ready for the spotlight, everybody. Yeah, you just had the 6 to 10 inches of snow fall on you, but already everyone's like, what's the groundhog saying for the rest of the winter? Because this Saturday, he's going to make his expert weather forecast for 2023. The ceremony is going to be live streamed on the zoo's Facebook page, 9 a.m., and you can watch the festivities from the warmth and pretty much the comfort of your homes. According to tradition, if it's a sunny day and Gordy sees the shadow, he's going to jump back in the burrow for 6 more weeks of winter. But if he does not see a shadow, you can expect an early spring. You can even download a card to play Groundhog Bingo.
This is
no matter what is said, you can go, oh, bingo, there you go, and you can win some prizes from the zoo.
This is the Super Bowl for the groundhogs. They need to perform. There's a little bit of pressure. There's lights, media, camera. Do you think Gordy knows what's going on this week? Or do you think Gordy is, like a lot of us, and saying, I just want to go under the covers and go back to bed?
That's mainly
can we
what
just do that?
Gordy might be doing. That means 6 more weeks of winter when you count it out. That's pretty much spring.
We've gotten snow in April. And look at what our winter just was.
We've had snow on May 10th, 1990.
How do you know that?
Because it was a year after I graduated from high school, and I was like, oh my God, we had like a foot of snow on May 10th, 1990. Do you remember that when you were a kid?
That's
crazy.
I would have been 9.
And also,
so I can't say okay. I remember that.
And also when what my wife, Jess, or her friend, Melissa, got married like in April of 1993. Oh my gosh. There was like 6 inches of snow at the end of April.
We had friends that did get married in April up in Green Bay. Sarah and Chris. Sarah listens to the show. Maybe she's listening. And I can remember waking up to snow. And
isn't that
when
crazy?
You talked to her and her bridesmaids, she said, I figured April we'd get rain. Never figured there'd be snow.
Groundhog is drunk. Something else you need to know on the go. Hey, now that the teams are set for the Super Bowl, Donna Kelce is going to make some history. Who is Donna Kelce? Well, she's going to be the first mom to have sons face off in the big game. Her son, Travis Kelce, plays for the Kansas City Chiefs, and her other son, Jason Kelce, plays for the Eagles. She has seen both win a Super Bowl in the past 5 years, with the Eagles winning in 2018, and then Travis won in 2020 with the Chiefs. But now, you got multiple sons playing. One of them's going to win. One of them's going to be like, oh, I lost. And then you're going to have one, you know, son going, ah, I beat you. I'm up 2-1.
She better be wearing one of those split jerseys. You see a lot of the parents wear that.
Yes,
where the jerseys
you're right.
are sewn together. She's probably Team Rihanna. I'm just rooting for the halftime show.
That's all I want. That's what you need to know on the go from The Mix.